Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Fan Run studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Optimism Tuesday edition of the program. It's 3 and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress. We got Davey. We got Will. We're set to go.
It's been a tough start to the morning.
Has it?
Swallowed a bug. Opened my car door and it just right in.
Can't lean my chair back for some reason.
That's what I'm saying. It's a tough start. You're feeling it too.
Wrong button.
You sounded a lot taller on radio.
What type of bug was it, Houston?
I don't know. I never saw it.
What'd it taste like?
I never tasted it. It went right to the back of my throat, and I still don't know if I've got it.
Oh. Well, I'm back.
I was confident hacking, and I don't know if I got it. I think I just swallowed a bug. But I don't think I all the way swallowed it. I think he's right here.
Just chilling?
Yeah.
Better or worse than the guy that got the fly stuck in his ear in alone? Would you rather just swallow it and get it on down or
it's
have the fly?
It's not down, though. That's the thing. It's not down.
It just scratched your throat on the way down. You're not imagining it there, but it's down there.
I feel it.
No.
Houston's going to burp and something's just going to come flying across the room.
Oh, no. He's going to do a non-vampire, non-COVID-19 sneeze and hit Davey in the face with it.
Probably a little mesquite.
My wife called me into the bathroom a couple weeks ago and said, can my former college tennis-playing husband kill this fly? I can't seem to get a bead on it. I've got the floss water right here. And I was like, sure, honey. Took the floss water, whacked that thing as hard as I could, and it hit her right in the forehead.
Could it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, right between the eyes, just bam.
That's what she gets.
I was like, huh? Good thing you didn't have your mouth open. Although I guess if it hit her in the forehead, technically it wouldn't have gone in. But you know what I mean. It was close.
I don't know if I got it. I can't tell.
Drink some of that coffee.
I have been.
Sure. A bug can't stick in
your throat. Bugs love coffee.
They
hate tea.
What?
It's a joke. Tigers love pepper. They hate cinnamon. I just can't tell if I got it or not. It's okay. We'll fight. We'll battle. Billy texts in, my father-in-law swallowed a bee before. It was in his beer and he drunk it.
Oh,
I think he drank it. He was probably drunk after the beer. But that's actually a pretty common way to get stung by a bee, is it flies into your soda.
Oh, really?
Or your drink.
I took a fly to the throat when we were fishing together.
You did?
Yeah. Remember when I was crying?
Yeah, we were driving.
Yeah.
The boat goes pretty fast. He caught a
Yeah, it sounded exactly like that.
That's how I sounded when I opened my car door. I was like, going in. And now it's still in there, I think.
Wait, you swallowed this bug outside here?
No, this, like on my way to the station. I got out of the house and went to the car.
There's no way a bug is still in your throat.
I think he's in there.
Swallowed it on your way to the station.
They have those feet that grip, and I think he's just hanging on.
You sound like me.
Like on the windshield?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, you've been going 70, and there's a bug on your windshield, and he's just like, I got this. I can do it. That's what it is, but it's right here in the back of my throat.
Better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt.
Or open your mouth and swallow a bug.
I didn't mean to. I just opened my car door and took a breath.
You think that's like bugs? That's their tubing? You know? We're like out the lake.
It's like, I could go for a roller coaster ride right now. Huh. Oh, I'll just
you
hop
think they
on.
Get back to their bug lair and they're like, ah, you won't believe what I rode in this morning.
Do you say lair?
Yeah.
Like the bugs live in a lair?
Yeah, they might.
Why are all bugs some inherently do. Evil?
Yeah, like, what?
I don't know.
There's no such thing as a nice lair. Like, oh, what a beautiful lair. You kind person.
I don't know.
Like, even the bat cave was the bat cave. It wasn't the bat lair.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like lair
is like evil.
No,
yeah.
I feel like the bat cave
bugs
was a lair.
Bugs are good, mostly. I don't know if that, I don't know. No? Spiders are good, mostly. For they kill bugs, like mosquitoes and stuff. It's like bats. Like, bats are good, mostly. They eat mosquitoes.
Okay. That's
but cool. I don't think of bugs. Like, a lightning bug is not an evil bug. Ladybug. Are there bugs that are scary? Sure. Like a stink bug. Welcome to my lair. I am the stink bug.
You guys have put that on the word lair. It does not mean evil at all. It just says it's a...
Name a nice lair.
A wild animal's...
Name one...
A wild animal's resting place, especially one that is well hidden.
Name a good...
I'm just giving you the
pop
definition.
Culture lair.
Thank you for choosing the only definition of lair that fit you.
Yeah, seriously. There's not
Is that number three?
There's no
a secret or private place in which a person seeks concealment or seclusion.
Like a
That's why I said lair.
Recluse.
Because the bugs don't, you know, they don't talk around us. They have to get back to the lair to say, like.
First of all, you didn't know the exact definition of lair when you said it, so stop, like.
I just thought it would be funny to say lair.
Yeah, it was. And we're still talking about
it's
it.
It's a very weird word. L-A-I-R,
the, you
lair?
Think when the bugs get back to their lair that they talk about the ride they had in the car?
They're like, took funny. A Maserati this morning, no problem.
Have you guys seen all the Teslas around town? I don't know, that bug was from Brooklyn. I don't know. I was in my head, is this a little Brooklyn bug?
So quiet, so fast.
Never heard it.
I almost got hit by
Frank
a
tried to join me, and then he went right on the windshield. It stunk.
I almost
Frank,
got run over
bug.
In a parking lot yesterday by a hybrid that was so
quiet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My fault.
This guy about just took me out.
Humble brag by Will driving the hybrid.
No big deal.
You two should carpool.
Yeah, we should.
You never pay
guys.
For gas.
You wouldn't fit in my car. It's disgusting on the inside.
Are you calling Nate fat?
No, I'm calling myself disgusting and messy.
Are you a car hoarder?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the only place you get to hoard because no one.
I am too.
And also, no one's
going to
break.
Yeah.
No one breaks into your car if it looks disgusting
exactly.
on the inside.
Yeah.
No one
it's amazing.
No one wants a ride with
what
you.
You
I got a lot of good stuff in there, but everyone's like, ugh, I don't want to sort through this junk.
Yeah, what do you have? What's on top? Like Sonic cups?
No, that's on the bottom. It's clothes mainly. I have a Peerless Price signed poster that's addressed to my brother back there that I picked up from my mom's house before we moved out.
Sure.
A couple of hats. I have one hat that says Nick on it because it's some government official thing, but I thought it was funny that it said nicotine on it. So I picked it up out of my granddad's closet. Just a bunch of stolen things.
Mm.
Or borrowed things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My lair.
There's a fine line. It's a movable lair.
Come to my traveling lair.
You can't fit in it, but.
You say hybrid.
There's lots of bugs.
I do have books in there. I have a lot of
I
books.
I said
in
bugs.
There.
What's the accent?
There's a lot
was
of bugs too.
It was a very scary accent.
What's the crap bull. Level of the car? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've walked behind some cars, and it's like you can barely fit in the driver's seat, and there's stuff like to the ceiling.
Oh. Okay, I'm not that bad, no, but like when that. I see that, I'm always amazed. Like I'm amazed.
Yeah,
it's like newspapers, cups, bags,
right.
of old food.
I've had it that bad before during the school year
really?
And stuff like that. Yes, I'm not gonna front.
Like I'm like no one can get in your car but you.
Barely me.
Like, you have stuff to your shoulder level.
Yeah,
like
we were moving
there.
During the school year. I didn't have
a lot
of time.
That's different. That's different.
And so it was closed.
I'm talking about people who are like, yep, this is my car now. That's I just fair. Have stuff, and I don't clean it.
No, it wasn't like that. I got it out as soon as I could.
Like
it
stuff
was just
piled up behind the back seat.
Like can't like see out the back.
To the back window.
The back window.
No, I left the trunk down on purpose. That's why it was so full, is because I wanted to be able to see. I was driving an Xterra at the time. It wasn't the yeah, car I was gotcha. Driving now. It was the one last summer.
I'm fascinated by those people. I kind of want to walk
it
up
makes
to them
me very
like,
uncomfortable.
Be like, what are you saving that for?
I got some fries in this one from 2 months ago. And if you put them in the oven, they get crispy again. Okay? So I didn't want to waste them.
I had a friend that had a bad accident years ago, and I don't even think her car was that bad. But if you think about it, like, if you have a bad accident, like, there was still stuff everywhere.
Because,
stuff in the trunk was, just car was shredded.
Like confetti?
Just stuff everywhere. The bags of old newspapers. You know what? I walked by a guy yesterday who's actually reading the real newspaper. It's the first time I'd seen that in forever. I almost asked him about it.
Where do you get that?
Yeah, what are you doing?
They give it to me for free at Pilot.
What are you doing, sir?
With a cup of coffee.
You know you can read that on your phone, right?
I don't have a phone. Don't want to be tracked by the government.
Sometimes I wish I didn't.
Russia. TikTok. That was China.
China.
It's everyone.
You have a TikTok, don't you?
No. I did.
You don't?
I deleted the account. I don't like TikTok. I genuinely don't like TikTok.
I thought Will was that kid that was dancing, the very first TikTok I ever saw where he's like...
No, that was because Billy put my at underneath it, but it wasn't actually me. I can't dance.
Look, mistakes happen, okay? Like,
that was some great dance. You should have taken credit for it.
No, because...
Nate legitimately thought it was you.
No, because then if y'all put me on... Like, if I was like, yeah, that's me, like, no big deal, and then y'all put me on the spot one day to, like, dance, it's just going to be really awkward.
Say you had a bad day.
You should have just rode it out.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
No, I made one video on TikTok, and the algorithm got it to blow up, and then I could tell that it was, generated an engineered addiction, so I hopped off.
Oh.
I'm proud of you, Will.
Thank you.
Some people now know that it's a Chinese spy app, and they still can't delete it.
Yeah.
It's because those 10-second videos.
Well, it's the algorithm. Once you put one video up, it blows up on purpose, and then the algorithm keeps you coming back. It's like a slot machine for kids where
it's like the first day on a cruise ship. Everybody wins money in the casino.
Exactly. Yeah. It's an endless scroll, and you basically can't escape it because the videos just keep coming. So it's
there's no end.
Yeah, exactly. It's on you to exit the app. It doesn't have where are you still watching Friends on Netflix type of deal.
It's just like, here's more videos. Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure you watch a video, and the longer you watch it, the next video is similar to that video.
Yeah, it's a For You page. Yeah. So you have your people you follow, and then the videos TikTok picks for you. It's just
It'd be like if
thing.
Twitter put stuff into your feed that's similar to stuff.
They're trying to do that.
That
like
you've looked,
recommended
yeah,
follows,
you've looked yeah. at, but it's like tweets. It'd be like if they put tweets in there.
It's
yeah.
like
the
if
people
Twitter
you didn't follow,
took the Explore
no one
page.
Tweeted.
That has everything trending and just threw it into a second feed for you where you were just looking at straight tweets instead of looking at topics to click on.
And then imagine how they could insert their own propaganda, like, buy Twitter stock today. You know? I don't know, whatever.
But then it also gets kids to keep making videos because they see the people getting famous off that video idea. They make the video, and then it's just an endless cycle of more and more videos.
Endorphins. Makes me feel good. Going to do another video. Well, does your pocket ever vibrate when your phone's not in there?
Yeah.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm. We did a study in theater class 1 year, freshman year.
You know that's your brain tricking itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm aware. Like, I'm stupid, but I'm aware. I know what's going on.
Well said. Well said.
Oh. Yeah. Sorry. Good job, everyone. How's Davey this morning?
Doing well. Got everything set up back over here. Just hanging out.
Just good stuff from Davey.
Just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
Just
looking forward to
walking around, looking
entertaining
around.
Conversations.
Yep. Well, the SEC met yesterday. It went about how we expected, I think. Although Greg Sankey kind of said, if things don't get better, we're not playing football, which,
duh.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No news.
He said we're not. He said if it doesn't get better, we're not playing football. But he also said we're not at a point to go conference only yet, which was weird.
I like that. You mean to read what he said?
Yeah, go for it.
SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. It is clear that current circumstances related to COVID-19 must improve, and we will continue to closely monitor developments around the virus on a daily basis. In the coming weeks, we will continue to meet regularly with campus leaders via video conferences and gather relevant information while guided by medical advisors. We believe that late July will provide the best clarity for making the most important decisions ahead of us. All right. So, good meeting. In
yeah.
which they said, reconvene in 2 weeks. I knew this would happen. He did say they had a productive meeting and engaged in discussions on a number of important issues.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to personally interact over the course of an entire day contributed to the productivity of the meeting.
Yeah, real productive.
Yes, productive. No, in fact, as I go back and reread the first thing. Yeah, no, nothing happened. So, good production.
Well, I mean, they,
I'm not trying to dunk on. I knew this would happen. I knew they'd go there and they'd keep everything secret. And
I mean, it's
say,
better than them coming out and saying this is all the stuff we're doing and we're not playing this game or this game. You know, I mean, not making a decision is a decision.
Well, we knew they wouldn't do that. We knew yesterday was not going to be. We're going conference only. We knew that wasn't going to happen.
Well.
All right, I knew. I mean, that, I felt like I knew that.
Yeah, I mean, that was our prediction, but I guess, I mean, I didn't think the Big Ten would make that call at least this early, but they did. I thought the Pac-12 would be the first one to kind of do weird stuff, and they were second. So I don't know. No news is good news in this situation, I guess. I mean, we knew they weren't going to come out and be like, "Yes, thanks, no problem, we got this." Not going to even worry about it. We're done testing. We knew that wasn't going to happen either.
Sure, yeah. All right. Well,
did you see the mask tweet?
I did. I did see the mask tweet. All the coaches
mm-hmm.
wearing masks, telling everyone to do the same. I have no problem with that. People thought I was anti-mask.
Yeah.
Because we had the representative on.
Right.
I'm not anti-mask. I'm anti-going to jail based on what six people said who were unelected. That was the only issue I had with the mask. I wear a mask. I'm happy to wear it. And I don't, like,
I
yeah,
just,
go. I, wear a mask. But I'm the jail thing and the fine.
Yeah, and how, yeah, and it, hey, this is unconstitutional type of thing. Like, that was weird. I'm with you. I just don't. I finally found somebody that put it, I think, the right way.
Did you watch the Bill Nye video?
No.
Oh.
No.
Just checking.
See, before COVID, there were no randomized clinical trials that said masks were significantly effective at reducing spread of this situation.
Okay.
That's why Dr. Fauci originally said, yeah, healthy people don't need to wear masks. He mm-hmm. laughed. He literally laughed. It was laughable to him that we would all wear masks.
Do you buy into the theory that they were trying to not create a panic on the mask?
Not in his
to
interview.
Get...
I watched okay. the whole thing. Okay. Had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I do with the Surgeon General's tweet that people use that as ammo. There's nuance there. He was saying healthy people don't need to wear masks. We need those in the hospital cool. where.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you think about it, let's take Knox County, for example. Back when it was really bad in New York, it wasn't really here. I mean, it was. Here, in a, I mean, a, just a minuscule amount, right? We had the five deaths, you know, whatever, like right at the outset. We had very, very few active cases.
Mm-hmm.
If people were walking around constantly wearing disposable masks for 4, 5, 6 days, and then the strings were breaking, they were throwing them away, that's taken away from the distribution, yada, yada. So, yeah, that was a thing, too. But... I mean, Fauci laughed at it because in the medical community, and I've heard this from many different medical people around here.
Many people.
That think it's just, they're like, we've, you know, in all the stuff we've studied, that we, you know, there's no empirical evidence that healthy people should be walking around wearing masks. There still are randomized clinical trials that have been able to show the effectiveness. the argument for the mask is it can't hurt. So where I get annoyed is when people say, wear your damn mask, that we'll have football then. That's not a causality thing. Wear your damn mask because it gives us, because it might help, and it might mean we, that should be the argument, which would be fine, but no one can tell the difference between those two statements because we're all right, left, black, white, red, blue, like, no one can understand the difference.
Sure.
And that's where it annoys me. That's what bothers me. Wear your mask. We'll get football.
Hmm.
That's the people and the people that say that.
The SEC said that.
When it really annoys.
Yesterday.
Yeah. And that's.
Essentially.
Well, a CDC director said that yesterday. He said, if we all wear our mask, we'll be able to stamp this thing out quickly. That is fake news. That is completely false.
That doesn't stamp anything out.
That might increase our or that might decrease the spread on some level that's immeasurable. It's never been able to be measured before. I mean, they've done studies in the hospitals with the medical people wearing masks, and they cannot significantly show evidence that it helps. But common sense, and this is what you'll hear if you're hanging out with just people, common sense says that if you have a mask on, droplets and things that you spit out of your mouth have to be blocked more. So why not do it? You know, it's not that hard to do. Why not do it? I understand that argument. That's fine. Don't have any problem. I'm like you. No problem with that. I just don't like being talked to like I'm an idiot.
Well, they use the things you love as like the bait, right? Like, wear the mask so we'll get football. What? How does that make sense?
Talk to a medical professional that has to wear a mask for their job, who has created the most porous mask possible that still looks like it works so that they can be legal but still be able to breathe as they do their job because they're so over it. Like, that's where the same people that are saying wear a mask so we have football were the same ones saying stay home in March so we have football. How'd that go for you? Like, it's a virus. It could get worse, and there's nothing you can do about it. This whole, like, I don't know. It's like this human, how about a little humility that, like, Mother Nature might, I don't know. You fish. You like the outdoors. I like the outdoors. Sometimes the weather just sucks, and, like, you're just going to be screwed. Sometimes the virus is just stronger than you are. Like, I don't know. Mask up. It just means more. Like, okay. But that doesn't mean we're getting football. It might give us a slight chance that we can't measure, better chance to have football if everybody wears one. I don't know. No one's been able to ever prove that.
Well, I'm just going to play devil's advocate real quick. But wouldn't, if you want football, the best thing to do to have the virus just go rampant right now?
I said that in March, and people thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
But obviously, that's not the most humane way to look at it.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing we said with Dabo Swinney. Like, hey, everybody drink from the cup. Oh, half my team has COVID.
I mean, there was a daggum German scientist that now lives in America who came out as soon as the thing hit, as soon as Italy started having a bunch of elderly deaths, he said, we should lock down our nursing homes and make sure the kids pass it around at school as fast as possible because it's not affecting the kids. It's killing the old people. We need to just, it's a respiratory virus. The faster you get this thing around. And
just look at New York.
And New York's done with it. They had zero COVID deaths the other day. 2 days ago. Zero.
No, they actually had zero COVID deaths 2 days ago.
It was a weekend report, though. I was a little skeptical. That's
yeah,
all.
They had 41, I think, the next day.
The next day.
With, like, a bunch of cases. Like, close to quadruple digits, I think.
Makes sense. I'm just saying, for what they're reporting, and a lot of people in the media are using that as a, wow, New York did such a great job. I'm like, well, if you kill everyone early on.
You can only die once.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, every European country.
Not according to someone.
Yeah.
I mean, European countries where it was worse are now better. European countries that did a like better job with it, had the curve flatter on the front end, now have a little more of it still to this day. It's the backwards hypocrisy of these arguments just cracks me up. Like, I don't like wear your mask so we can have football. I mean, every single person in this country could literally wear a mask every second of the day, and it still might not be enough to have football. It might, but it might help. I don't know. I'm not saying it doesn't help, Don't hear me.
Captain Touchback just tweeted in. It says, a study has found that in 15 states with mask requirements, COVID-19 growth, a.k.a. spread, slowed by 2%.
Okay. Now, again, that's not, you know, the reason the scientists reject these types of studies is, you know, they haven't had, what I mean by randomized clinical trials, they haven't had a control group and had an experimental group and done, you know, the scientific model and all that stuff you learn in school and, you know. But even, okay, 2%. Is 2% enough to have football? I don't know. Like, that's the follow-up question I want to ask Greg Sankey. Sir, if masks,
I think that's what I—that's what I don't
is
like.
Is that good enough for football?
I don't like the blanket blame of, well, if we don't have college football, it's because you all didn't wear your mask. It's
God,
like whoa,
somebody
whoa,
tweeted
whoa,
that
whoa.
Yesterday. Some like actual big time leader basically said it's your fault.
Yeah.
That we're not having something. I can't even remember what it was.
And I realize he's probably not talking directly to me, someone who wears the mask and has not had or spread, to my knowledge, COVID. But like, what do you? What? Why? Like. It's the passing of the buck, but this is the perfect person to blame because you're blaming everybody. Oh, we didn't have football because society didn't wear their mask. Like that's what they're leaning towards now. Like
it was Gene freaking Smith that said the behavior of our society right now must change or something. The Big Ten or the Ohio State.
Ohio State AD. Yeah.
I'm thinking like, what are you talking about?
So this just popped up on my feed.
Okay.
This is Fox 35 Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Errors found. Florida's positivity rate is skewed. Fox 35 went through COVID-19 test reports and found many clinics reporting 100% positivity. Orlando Health, I guess that's it's got to be a hospital, admits that their number is wrong, saying that it shows 98% positive, but it's actually 9.4%.
So
positive.
It's a decimal point or something, 94.
There's that, but we've briefly talked about how, so just the other day, person very close with told me that they had two people with their work go to get tested.
Mm-hmm.
The wait to get tested was 4 hours. So they had signed up for the test, but they're like, I can't use these 4 hours of my day. Like, I have to leave. So they left. But since they were still technically signed up, they still had a test sent off that was never actually tested. Their results came back positive.
My wife knows a person, same situation, exact same. Heard from another doctor. They sent off 10 tests. Like 8 of them came back positive. They didn't even they didn't even run the test. They just sent them. Because when they got, you know, some of these docs with their newest batches of tests, they've started sending them off, and they all come back positive. And they're like, what the hell? This can't be right. All these, you know, this patient got tested just because they were beside this patient, and they never had any symptoms. Surely all these people aren't asymptomatic. Like, there's obviously big problems in testing.
Vol Nation Recruiting sent me this tweet. I don't know if it's real, but I don't doubt it. A guy I know does testing for COVID. He sent in 20 bogus tests. None used. 16 came back positive.
I mean, the CDC admits on the website that if you have a different coronavirus, i.e. the common cold, you might get a positive test from that also. So I don't know how much of that plays into it. The CDC's already been busted for creating tests in the same building where they were testing tests. And having some of the same people go from one side of the building to the other. Like, what the hell are you doing?
Maybe they're actually infecting the tests to get to herd immunity. Like, if you take the test, you actually just got COVID. So it's definitely positive because it was positive when it got to you. Think about that.
Yeah.
That'd be sick and twisted.
The Bill Gates conspiracy. He wants everybody to have it. So you go to get tested, you're going to get it if you don't have it already.
Exactly.
And
yeah, just put that swab up my nose. Yep. Just going to test it.
Then we got a clamor for the vaccine. I know people that want to get a test, but they can't get one unless they go to the health department. They're like, I'm not going there. If I don't have it, I'll definitely get it. The whole thing.
Yeah, the battle for the vaccine is going to be just awesome. Can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
All right.
Did you see they're already doing human trials in Australia?
I thought we were doing them here. There's an ad on one of the other radio stations about it.
Like the University of Queensland or something. Right, they think they might have figured it out.
We got to find some optimism for today.
Well, that was part of it. The vaccine is on clinical trials in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think that'll cost?
I don't know.
Isn't that Marcus Shkreli guy? He's still in jail, right? Shkreli? Isn't that it?
Pharma guy.
Yeah. The guy who took, like, he bought the patent or whatever for, like, a $5 pill and started making it, like, $5,000. Martin Shkreli?
Sounds right. He had a bunch of kids die on some of the drugs that he was prescribing, right?
I don't think he was a doctor. He just bought patents to drugs and raised the price.
You're right.
Shkreli Brothers.
There's a really good documentary on Netflix for it. Gave him the chair.
Deaths the last couple days have been back down again, so that's good.
That's good.
That's optimistic. We'll come back. A lot to get to today's program. Tuesday
we will come back.
Three and out. Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Optimism Tuesday. Yeah, deaths back down. I don't know, slightly higher than the lowest points on those days of the week from, you know, last couple weeks, but with the cases still, well, I say still going up. Yesterday was second most ever. But while it was out of Florida, they think that they might
I just read that. They're saying it's bogus. They're saying they're getting 100% positive, and it's more like 9%.
Well, and one of the guys was on CNN was saying they think they've peaked, too, that it's starting to go back down. So,
who, Florida or in general?
Yeah, Florida.
Okay. That's good.
But that's the problem, right? Like,
There's a lot of problems.
The people that were pro-lockdown in Knox County in March and April, like, can we just admit those people were wrong now, or are we going to be delusional?
Well, they just keep moving the goalposts.
I mean, like, there's...
No, they were wrong, but now it's masks.
Even if you're a big lockdown person, like, we should be locking down now. If you think that they are the way. Now is when we should be shutting everything down.
But you said it.
We've already cried wolf once.
Yep, you did it, and you realize what it does to the economy and people's, you know, morale. Mm-hmm. So you can't do that again.
I mean, I heard my wife on the phone with the Tennessee Department of Health who said, hey, we're doing these antibody tests. Do we need to report them and how and where? And I was like, oh, yeah, just send them in so we can include them in the positives. And she's like, no, they're antibody tests. They're not active. People don't have it anymore. In fact, this test only measures people if they've been past it for 2 weeks because these antibodies don't show up. And the lady was like, no, you still need to report. And it's like, well, fine, we just won't then. Like
that's what's weird to me, and I don't understand the reason behind it. Like, why is there not a separate category for?
It wouldn't be that hard. Right?
I mean, it's a recovery.
Yeah,
but they want the positive test number too.
Well, in the deaths that they were reporting, CDC in their death report over the weekend had more deaths from May and June than they had from July. So they're back counting deaths like crazy. I don't know. I know people have died from it. Like, I'm not making light of that, obviously, but we need some common sense.
How about that JT Daniels?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Like, that's a big
story.
Yeah, I
figured we'd get to
it
eventually, yeah.
That is a big story because it pairs with Cade Mays as well. JT Daniels, the quarterback from University of Southern California, who transferred to Georgia, and a lot of people said, oh, yeah.
He transferred in May?
He won't even have to worry about, I believe that's right, he won't even have to worry about a waiver or whatever. He's just going to sit a year because we got Jamie Newman from Wake Forest.
Yeah.
He's going to be a stud this year.
May 28th.
Yeah, end of May, huh? Mm. And then we'll have JT Daniels the next year. Well, he applied for a waiver, apparently. And he got it. He's good to go.
Quarterback privilege. They always get cleared.
Thing, right? Did you see what Jesse Simonton tweeted?
Yes, I did. Because, of course, you know, JT Daniels gets cleared, and Tennessee fans, I'm not saying they were wrong to do it. I just said, of course they did. Wait, how did he get cleared already? And we're still waiting on Cade Mays, blah, blah, blah. The bias. And then, yeah, Jesse Simonton, who left FallQuest, by the way. I didn't know that until.
Yeah, he did.
It's interesting. But, yeah, he tweeted that Tennessee is usually kind of late to file the appeal.
Wait, what?
Cade Mays, as far as his paperwork, it was not filed until May, even though he committed to the Vols and was on campus way before then.
But I thought he had Tom Mars, like Mr. Attorney, that gets everybody.
No, he does.
Clear. He does, but Tennessee Tom's not the one filing.
Yeah, Tennessee didn't file the appeal.
That comes from the school.
Who was it we waited till game week for last
year? Aubrey Solomon.
What the are we doing? How are we so bad at this? Uros Plavsic. Do we need to fire somebody? I mean, honestly. Does somebody need to get fired? Aubrey Solomon, Uros Plavsic, now Cade Mays.
Uros Plavsic just got back to Knoxville.
Last night.
I mean, he missed games because we couldn't get the filing done.
Yeah, but that
right.
Might have helped us.
I know, it probably missed.
We
better.
Didn't know that at the time. Shut up. Need those five fouls. Come on. Have some decency, people.
Sorry, it's Optimism Tuesday.
Yeah. Exactly.
He gets us into the bonus every single game.
I do have an Optimism Tuesday story
changed,
for later.
He changed his number.
As it relates to certain contracts and things of the sort for the Tennessee Vols. We'll save that,
yeah, that
for later.
I know what I know where you're going with that. Pretty interesting stuff.
So we can get to that. That'll be my Optimism story for today. But yeah, I don't know why they're waiting so long to file these waivers to get players cleared. And obviously, like you said, yeah, he does have Tom Mars on his side, but it relates to the university filing the paperwork. No idea why they waited that long. Even then, like, I mean, you couldn't practice. We had, a 2-month shutdown before the filing pretty much even had an opportunity to go through.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Well, Trey Wallace went on the investigative trail. He talked to Tom Mars. This is all on fanrunradio.com. You can go read it. Tom Mars stopped representing Cade Mays on May 8th, quote, "Because of my standby role with NCAA enforcement as an independent advocate, I stopped taking new transfer waiver cases earlier this year and withdrew from a few cases I was involved in, which included the Cade Mays case. I explained the reason I felt a need to withdraw and told them they were in good hands with Tennessee compliance." I don't know. Were they, Tom? He continues, "I noticed a lot of screeching on Twitter about why the NCAA hadn't ruled on Cade's waiver request. People don't seem to understand that if done properly, you don't throw together a waiver request in a few days. What's more, most schools I've been working with were waiting to see whether the legislative council would pass the one-time transfer without penalty in May. As you know, that vote got bumped until January. I can tell you the waiver request hadn't been submitted when I withdrew from the Cade Mays case."
Okay. So he's saying it's not good to just rush into the appeal and...
Yeah.
Well, it's not, but it's still at the same time. I mean, we had months to work on Cade's.
But whoever did JT's did it right. He got it. I mean, this is like grading a coach by wins and losses. Whoever did JT Daniels for Georgia won.
We should hire that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or gal. Whatever.
Surely Jim Chaney knows who it is. Let's pipeline that thing. Come on. Get that Georgia guy up here. Girl up here. Whoever it is.
Guy or girl.
Like you said.
Yeah. Doesn't really matter. Huh. That doesn't matter, though. Jamie Newman's going to win the Heisman.
Tom Marsh said, "Andrew Donovan and Adam Tate at Tennessee Compliance are among the best in the business on my one-hand short list." They're on his short list.
Tennessee's guys?
Yeah. So we'll see if Andrew and Adam
This was
can
the
get
guy, if I'm not mistaken, David. The NCAA hired him after he beat them in, multiple cases on the appeals, right?
Sounds all right.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, this guy keeps just stroking us with a big stick. We gotta hire this guy to work for us because he is making us look like idiots. Well, shut up. Well.
I was going to send it a break, but now I feel like you need to.
Yeah. They've been stroking us with a big stick. I heard you.
Final segment, hour one. I found that tweet that I was talking about earlier with the mask. Basically, randomized clinical trials don't back using masks with healthy people, but health officials have just been pressured by political policy to make it a thing, and that's what they've done. That's what annoys me. I don't like being treated like sheep. Like, Well, tell them all to wear masks, then they'll feel better. And then we can take credit for stopping the virus. Like, it's just putting lipstick on a pig, you know? Like, if the virus is bad and it's not anybody's fault, that is okay. But see, in politics, you can't do that.
You can't blame the faceless virus.
In politics, you need someone to blame and someone to credit. Mm-hmm. For every domino that falls, every talking point, every situation. So that's why it's a thing. And so when people that claim to be journalists just literally bully people about masks, even though they're anti-bully over here, they've already bullied us over lockdowns, which at best were ill-timed, at worst don't work at all.
Have you seen the list to stop cancel culture, but the people that signed it were bullied so much they had to redact their name from the list over fear of being canceled?
Huh.
No, you just hurt my brain. It just spun against itself so fast.
There was a petition to stop cancel culture.
Uh-huh.
People signed the petition and then had to take their name off because they were being bullied / canceled for signing the stop cancel culture.
Because of cancel culture.
The thing they were trying to stop, they fell victim to by signing the petition.
Why didn't they just...
Because they wanted to stop.
Continuous.
Because they don't want to get canceled. They don't want to get canceled. They didn't like it. No one does.
But that's the only way to stop cancel culture is to just refuse to be canceled.
Yeah. Oh, it was dumb. Don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just check.
You're right there. It was, I guess the thing was there were some people
That's kind of what we've talked about in sports with people that stood up for things before that where they lost more.
Well, they saw
standing up than they do now with kind of pre-approved messages and stuff.
Yeah, some of the people that signed it, maybe they have a questionable take here or there, mm-hmm. and so then everyone just attributed, oh, since you both have signed this, you believe everything that other person believes, which is just idiocy at its finest, but it's 2020, so here we are.
That's like saying we can't use the bald eagle anymore because the Nazis used the eagle. Like, that, you know. Somebody was saying that's like saying Hitler had a dog, no more dogs. No more dogs in this country. Cannot have a dog.
It's logical.
Yeah. Like, at some point, can we just use some common sense?
No. Becoming less common.
Mm.
So right now, outside of Cade Mays, is there anyone else we're waiting on a waiver for immediate eligibility?
Not that I know of. Just him. And hopefully we've filed it by now, right? Probably.
Seeing as season's technically supposed to start in less than 2 months, I would hope so.
It's just weird that Cade Mays seems to have such a... It's an easy case. Like, my family is in a legal battle with the university over the loss of my father's finger. It doesn't make sense for me to play there while that's going on. JT Daniels transferred because he thought Helton was going to get fired. And he lost his job.
Okay, that's what we were told when the paperwork was sent in. They honestly could have made the take that, listen, this is where California has put their priorities as far as the likelihood of us having football. I don't believe I would have had a 2020 season. Could have been a factor that they put in the appeal, and the NCAA might have bought it. But as we know,
I'm just
quarterbacks
saying, regardless, though, don't you think Cade Mays he has a good case?
I would say yes.
If you're in a legal battle with the institution you play / work for, air quotes around work,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's not smart. Conflict of interest.
I'm going to actually go through the 247 sports transfer portal and try to find a quarterback that has not been granted immediate eligibility. JT Daniels, immediately eligible. KJ Costello, I do think he was a grad transfer, so he technically would be immediately eligible. Jamie Newman, also a grad transfer, if I'm correct, immediately eligible. Mm-hmm. Derek King from Houston to Miami, not a graduate transfer. Felipe Franks, immediately eligible.
Quarterback.
I told you, quarterback.
Talia is still waiting his appeal.
Where did he decide to go?
Maryland.
Loxley. Gotcha.
Maryland going to be good here in a couple years?
They might be.
They got players.
They hung 70 on someone last year, and didn't we? I don't know if we, but I feel like people started to try to buy into Maryland, and they finally played Ohio State and, I mean, showed who Maryland was.
Was it last year or the year before where that guy had like 400 yards rushing against Ohio State for Maryland? Was that 2 years ago? Remember at Maryland? He broke the same 80-yard run, like the exact same run twice.
Wasn't it the guy who beat out Kasim Hill?
No, it was a quarterback. Or was it a running back?
No. I thought they had like an extremely fast quarterback and they were just running the option the entire game.
Well, one of them may have been. But
they lost 52-51 in that game in overtime.
Last year?
No, you're right. It was 2018.
Okay. That's what I was thinking of. Maryland. Who knew?
Was it last year when the line was so big and I was like, no way Ohio State's going to cover that. They had it by like halftime.
And they did.
They did.
Yeah, so they lost 73-14.
What are your thoughts on the Daniels thing, though?
I still don't know if he's going to get if he's going to edge out Newman. I think at some point in the season, he'll probably replace him, but I would honestly lean towards Georgia probably having the more mobile quarterback right now.
Who's their new coordinator?
Munkin. Didn't they hire Munkin?
Yeah.
Todd Munkin.
I think it depends on what he wants to do, right?
I just think it's funny. Georgia fans for the last few months, Jamie Newman, Heisman. He's like, we read it was like fifth in the Heisman odds or something, maybe even higher than that. And now...
I think it's going to be a quarterback battle. I mean, I don't know who will win it.
Well, of course. It's like if
you just say what I think. I mean, I think it's going to be pretty even. I think they're going to maybe even both play into the season a little bit, see who kind of is better. I thought Newman showed some – he was good when he was healthy, and then
he stunk against Power 5 teams, man.
Yeah.
Like, he was awful.
And that was a weird offense, that Wake Forest offense with Clawson. Weird in a good way against teams that they had similar talent against, but like you said, when they played bigger, better opponents, it was kind of a problem. JT Daniels, I mean, I just don't know. I don't know how he's going to – is he going to be – is he just like kind of a Killer Chris guy? Just like, yeah, just kind of a guy?
No, he's good.
Davey's a big JT fan. He loves quarterbacks that Tennessee will face.
He does, yeah.
I was high on JT before he even committed to play in Georgia. I talked about him watching him play over at USC. Let the record show.
He did say that. He said we should go after
him. I know. I'm just saying he's big on guys that Tennessee's going to play. Those are facts.
It was Anthony McFarlane for Maryland that had 21 carries, 298 yards,
298,
two touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays for the Steelers now, I think. Just got drafted.
Dave Bartu said yesterday that no player has won a Heisman with an offensive coordinator with a B-minus career grade. Mm. And apparently, according to College Football Matrix, Munkin is a lower than a B-minus. He says, not a good bet for any UGA player
Which
to win
Munkin
a Heisman.
Is this?
He's the one who was the OC under Freddie Kitchens at Cleveland.
Oh.
Munkin.
Todd?
Todd Munkin.
Yeah.
A real Munkin. Todd Robert Munkin.
TR.
OC, QB coach, Georgia.
I mean, they were talking about
his wife's name is Terry.
We're talking about Will Muschamp going through offensive coordinators. When are we going to have that criticism of Kirby Smart?
If they lose two games this year, it'll start up. Davey mentioned it yesterday. They got more 5-stars than any other team in the country. There's no excuse. And now you've got two former, one former 5-star quarterback and, the Heisman winner, Jamie Newman.
There you go. We'll kick off hour 2. Stick with us right here. Optimism Tuesday edition, 3 and out.
I got some optimism.